You're getting ready for a Class A championship, and boy, this has been the goal, no question, for this team the entire way. Everybody called for Omaha West Side, Miller South, and by gosh, you're going to get it coming up on Monday. How's you got a whole week? Are you guys? I bet you guys are ready to go. Let's play the game already.
Yeah, we're really excited. You know, it was kind of the expectation going, you don't want to say expectation because you don't ever want to look too far ahead, but as far as around the state and in our program, it was kind of the expectation to be the two of us, and sometimes things happen the way they're supposed to. And if you ask preseason what everybody thought was going to happen, most people would have picked this game. But yeah, we're just ready to play. I know, you know, two or three extra days just feels like a lot. We've watched a million hours of film, and you know, we've already had lost a game and a half throughout this season between a couple forfeits, and now this two extra games just feels like we've missed out on a lot of football. We're just ready to get this game going and get it, and just get to Memorial and get playing.
Well, I guess neither team has any excuses about not being rested up. I mean, I'm sure maybe you gave the guys kind of a day or so maybe away from hitting or popping pads or something like that with the extra days, possibly.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, this time of the year, too, it's like the biggest part of it is what team's the healthiest, too. So, yeah, it does feel like it's been a while since we played, but the two extra days, three extra days has been great. Like, we didn't practice on Monday at all. Kids went bowling, had a little team activity. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, we did a bunch of light practices, install stuff, just to still try and get our legs under us. And then Thursday, we went back on our normal schedule and practiced today, and we'll practice on Sunday and then be ready for the game. So yeah, we were able to, you know, rest up a little bit, get some bodies a little healthier, just so that way we can get all hands on deck for Monday.
All right, what about Omaha West Side? They've scored a ton of points. Boy, you look at some of their guys. They're skilled guys offensively, and they're underclassmen. They got a lot of young guys doing some good things this year.
Yeah, they've really turned it on, you know, as of the later half in the season. Like, early on, like, their defense has been amazing throughout the entire season. But, you know, you look at their stats offensively as the year's gone on, they've just improved. They got a sophomore quarterback and a sophomore running back who's a stud out there running the football. And, you know, that's kind of what I expect to see, is a little bit more of a running attack from their aspect, and then obviously we're going to throw the ball whenever we get the chance. But yeah, they've really turned it on. It'll be a tough task for us. I mean, they've been to six state finals in a row for a reason, so it'll be a good contest for us.
I'm sure you're telling your guys, hey, let's not change a thing. Let's keep doing what we're doing. Play, you know, our offense scoring points. We're not giving up a lot of defense, special teams. It got to be good there, but let's just keep doing what we're doing, and we should be okay.
Absolutely. You know, the more you get through a season like this, like, it's easy to think, okay, we can add this and add this to our playbook and whatnot. And we did that a few weeks ago, and, you know, we got done, and we're like, we just need to do what we did that got us here. So as far as, like, game planning-wise, there was not a lot that went into it. It's very, very simple. You know, we're 13 games in. You got to know who you are as a team, and we know who we are, and we're going to go out and just try and be the best version of us.